We're going to see Voshalom Parshat Vayira, page Kuf Chaf Dalid, Hashem Yira'eh. At the end of Akedas Yitzchak, after Akedas Yitzchak has concluded, Vayikra Avraham Shim Makomahu Hashem Yira'eh, Asher Yamer Hayom Behar Hashem Yira'eh. Very interesting, clearly a dense pasuk that needs to be understood. Hashem, Avraham names the place on which Akedas Yitzchak occurs. Hashem Yira'eh, Hashem is seen, Hashem will be seen. Asher Yamer, which will be said at that place, Bahayom, Bahar Hashem Yira'eh, which will be said on this day, on this mountain was God seen. What is that? Clearly Yira'eh is a key theme of this pasuk and a key theme of the new place, of the new name of this place, which becomes, according to Chazal, Makom Mikdash. Harav Vago HaKadosh HaMagid Mikuznich. The Magid Mikuznich says in his Sefer Avodas Yisrael, Meviat Lashon HaTargum, he brings the Lashon of the translation into Aramaic, the Targum Yerushalmi, Al Pasuk Hazeh, Utsali Avraham V'Amar Atu Hashem Dechame V'lo Mitchame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens and says, you are Hashem Dechame V'lo Mitchame. What does that mean? Let's see how he explains it. Umivoar. Dekashir ma'amidim adam benisayon, that when a person achieves or succeeds in a test, notnim limenu et kol madregotav, then we take away, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away all of that person's levels, all of that person's achievements. Ki im ye'achaz b'madrigotav b'sha'at ha'nisayon, because if a person has all of their capacities, if a person is functioning, is firing on all cylinders, if a person is at the top of their game at the moment of the test, ein ze nechshav l'nisayon b'chlal, that's not really a test. Ki kashir adam yodea shu'omed lifnei melech gadol v'nora, when a person knows that he's standing before an awesome king, if a person is standing before the king and the king puts him through a test, the fact that the person succeeds in the test is not really, doesn't really say anything admirable about the person. If a person stands before a king and the king says, go and do these six tasks right now, the person is going to run and do it, because what's the other option? He'll get killed, he'll get exiled, who knows what the response will be. But he sees the king, he's living in fear of the king. He is in that moment of seeing with clarity the king. There's no way for him not to do what the king is telling him to do. And there's no mila, there's no advantage, there's no tremendous levels achieved by him succeeding in that test when he's literally standing before the king. Elabishad Nisayon, at the time of a test, when we're tested in life, and we're tested in life all the time, when we're tested in life, Nitlat habihirut veharat hamochin ve'eno margish klum. At that time of the test, our clarity of mind is taken away, and we don't feel it at all. V'kachayaka asher elokim asav et Avraham. Before we get to Avraham, we'll come back to that. Meaning, that's the reality of a test. So many times when we experience tests in life, we feel like, why now? Yesterday, 2 days ago, a week ago, a month ago, I was on fire. I was on fire. Then I could have achieved. Why can't I? Why now? Why am I being tested now when I'm my lowest? Why am I being tested now when it's the hardest? The answer is no, lehefech. Because you're being tested, you're at your lowest. There's no mila, there's no greatness to somebody being tested when they're at the top of their game. There's no greatness to somebody being tested when HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, Baruch Hashem, every day, He showers upon us knowledge and clarity and closeness and understanding and wisdom and insight and spirituality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constantly enlightening and enlivening our lives. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us a test, in that moment of test, the test is not how much did I give you. The test is, how much have you earned on your own, and who are you without what I give you for free? Who are you? Who have you forged yourself into? Who have you transformed yourself into over the course of your lifetime? That's the question of a test, the Avodas Hashem. That's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to test us. What leaves us isn't anything that we own, isn't anything that we've earned. What leaves us is all of the gifts of clarity that God gives us every single day of our lives. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu strips those away and reveals who we really are. And He says, you, as you are, I'm giving you a test. You need to overcome. This is to see what you can achieve. This is for you to express your true self. This is for you to grow to the next level. This isn't a test of what I can give you. The answer is, I can give you anything. I'm infinite, says God.
Who are you? And so in those moments of test, we dafka don't have anything. We have the only thing that matters, the only thing in this world that truly matters at the end of the day. Who I have forged myself into. The Eved or Ovedet Hashem that I've created of myself over the course of my life. That's what stands before the test. That's what stands before the mountain. If there's a zip line or a cable car and I make it, who cares? That's not me. I stand before that mountain and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and says, are you going to climb it or not? No more free gifts. I'm telling you to climb. Can you climb it or not? On an emotional level, we feel it all the time and it's so hard. And the beauty of understanding things like this is to understand this is the nature of life. We're learning the secrets of life. The secrets of how to live life. It's not by accident that in those moments we feel like we're at our lowest. All we have is just who we are. And we need to dig deep to overcome. We need to dig deep to achieve, because we can when we're faced with those tests. Right? Think back to last year. Think back to the month that you were flying in, whether it was Elzman in September, whether it was the Chagim in Tishrei, whether it was getting into the serious learning in the beginning of Chorosman in Cheshvan, said no one ever, whether it's Hanukkah time, when you're finally getting to the end of the beginning of the long dark winter, and we get to the brilliance of the lights, and talking about Hanukkah, spinning dreidels, eating latkes, having Hanukkah gelt, getting into the light of the depth of the winter, coming out of it and getting it. And was anybody here, did anybody actually sneak into my Tu B'Shvat Seder last year? Was that from this crew? Yeah, there were a few snuck in. There were a few snuck into that to get into Tu B'Shvat, to really experience what Tu B'Shvat is all about. Mamish to get to Purim. Whatever that month was for you. Maybe it was all the months. Maybe it was just a day.
Maybe it was Zuzman.
Said no one ever. And then you go, and then Corona hits, and you have to go home, and you're like, but why can't I just get onto Zoom? Like, it's the same teachers, it's the same Rebbeim, why can't I just get into it? And the answer is, of course you can't. Not because it's Zoom. Because it's a test. Because it's a test. Think of how much we struggled during those 6 weeks. Myself included. Think of how much we all struggled in those 6 weeks. Think of how much you struggled even before then, before Zoom's mom, just when you had to get on the plane, how many WhatsApps I got, and voice notes I got, and messages I got about how I was crying in the airport on the way back to Chutz La'aretz. Landing and thinking, is this going to be the rest of my year? Remember that moment, and you say to yourself, why can't I feel spiritually supercharged? Why can't I feel Ruchni in Chutz La'aretz also? Why can't I have it either? Where's that feeling? And the answer is, you're not supposed to have it in that moment. You had 6 months in Eretz Yisrael. And never forget that. My year was cut short. Ashtiot. You had 6 months of Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael. 6 months of Torah in Midrashat Tiferet. How much did you grow? How much could you overcome? How much could you achieve? Who are you? That was that question at that moment. And again, here I'm talking to 16 people who said, "Not, I want more, and I'm going to come back no matter what, and I'm coming back for Shana Bet." And even then it wasn't so simple. And even now it's not so simple. And going forward, it's still not going to be so simple. I don't know what, I think we talked about last time, was it us, in this group we talked about different types of tests? The long-form test and the short-form test, wasn't that last week?
Yeah,
Lech Lecha. Right? The Lecha versus Akedas Yitzchak. So again, this may all still be the one long test, the more Lech Lecha test than the Akedas Yitzchak test. The long-form test, it may still be in it, and that's why we may not be feeling the same way we were hoping to feel in Shana Bet. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not here, I'm only here. I only get to spend one day a week with you guys. It's not fair. It's not fair. Protesting. Can you say that now? Peacefully, I love so much more time with you guys. You guys inspired me. I'm starting up a chabura once a week chabura next week with Shana Bet Leib guys, because I was like, why I want more Shana Bet Bechlal. I believe Shana Bet's just a schus. Last year they didn't ask for me. If you're listening, you didn't ask for me, right? This year you asked for me. I appreciate that. I don't know if you did. At least they asked for me in your name. I don't know if that's true or not. But it's just, you know, you came back and you made it here. You came back and you made it here. And it could be that you're still going through the test. Why aren't I feeling it like I was hoping to? You could still be in the test. When we're in a test, we don't have that clarity. Right, and that's the long form test, maybe, but the short tests. Lo Aleinu, I just spoke to a student today. Lo Aleinu. I just spoke to a student today who two of his grandparents married to each other passed away 3 days apart from each other. He went to two funerals a few days away apart from each other. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. And I looked at him. I said, "How are you doing?" And he said, "I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Of course, he's only doing okay. Of course, he's only doing okay. Who can imagine going through such a thing?" Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the time where Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the time where, like, how do I figure out who I am and how do I even go on? This was a few weeks ago. It wasn't like yesterday. I mean, this was a few weeks ago. And he's figuring out how to draw forth that strength to go forward and to make the most of this year. Not a simple thing. Nothing in life is simple right now. Nothing in life is simple ever. Constant tests. To the trivial matters of life, like I've been talking about for the last few weeks, just getting my kid into late stay so I can function normally at work. It's a test. It's getting on my scooter 6 times to go to work, to come back, to get lunch. We don't have it because then we find Baruch Hashem, we have lunch back. Baruch Hashem, it's late stay again. Get lunch. We don't have lunch for reasons that were unclear. Then we go, but then to go back, and then to come back, and then to pick up the kid, and then to go back. It was like 8 times back and forth. My scooter's like, enough already, right? You're just lucky enough I don't throw you off once a day. Now you're trying to be pushing your luck here, right? You know that, like, to everything is a test, and that's a smaller level. I just want to teach and be normal and just sit and like speak and schmooze with students. When we go through those moments of test, the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes all of that away. All that inspiration that was for free, all of that clarity that was for free, all of that insight that was for free, all that connectivity that was for free. And strips you down to just you. Who are you? Because you need to, the test is for you, and you need to overcome that test. That's what a test is. It's not stun. It's not by accident. It's not unfair when we don't feel inspired during a test. We're being tested now, and that's why we don't feel inspired. We're stripped down to our raw parts. Who am I? Yeah.
But I'm confused, like, but you achieve, like, by you finishing a whole day with you getting your kids and going to your work, at the end of the day, you completed that test.
That's the test itself. But I wish I was on the screen going, oh, Baruch Hashem, at least I can still teach, and there's a Shana Aleph here, and we're learning Stark, and even though they're locked in, because they're locked in, they're learning crazy awesome, and it's so amazing, and okay, Beseder, so I don't get lunch, so I'll make my own lunch, it doesn't matter that I've never done it before, it's amazing, and I get to experience actually making my own food, and the connectivity to your food, when you make that food, and I get to be on my scooter, and breathe the air outside, and to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Nishima, Nishima, Talaka, Leluka, and then I get to go, and I get to take a break from work, to go, and to pick up my kid, and to spend time, I get to spend time with him in a way that never was before, when I wasn't picking him up, and we get to schmooze on the scooter, and we have this joke that we have, ask him how his day was, and he was an answer, and he kids around, and then we do wiggly wiggly when we get onto our streets on shit, and we get to all these things, and we get to connect to that, and I get to stay with my wife, who normally I don't get to see during the day, and I get to go back, and then I get to teach even more and to connect more to her. Baruch Hashem, what a day. Did I never think the entire time that was happening? Right? Like, but that's the goal. That's the goal. That's what I'm talking about. Meaning, while you're in it, you teach long enough, you can fake it, right? You teach long enough, you know what you're supposed to do. The only difference between you and me is that you don't know what you're supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to do and just don't succeed. That's the only difference between Shana Bet and me right now, right? So it's good. You guys are doing great, or not, or the bar is super low. One of the two. But I'm saying, like, meaning that's the only difference. But that's what I strive for. Did I try to find moments like that in the last 16 years, in the last 2 months, 3 months, whatever it was, in the last 2 or 3 months, of course. But it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard to be able to get into that. It's very, very hard. Yeah. I don't even know. Is that just like you processing the term? It's on our street where it's safe. Like, when there's no cars around, my son loves it. But I just shake the handlebar of the scooter, and so it like squiggles back and forth. He loves it. He laughs. His laugh just like goes right up to Shemayim. It's the most amazing thing. Yeah. Sorry. Can I record it? Yeah.
gives us these like sparks of inspiration and these moments of clarity, then why strip it away like during a test?
Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu. No, so that's the point. I'm sure he's going to emphasize that more here. He talks about this in many pieces. If I say anything before he does, it's because he talks about this in a lot of pieces, this concept. The idea is that during our regular life, when we're not being tested, the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to give you everything. He always wants to give you everything. But the goal of a test is for you to see who you really are, for you to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu who you are and your dedication to Him. If you were to do it riding on the coattails of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you, then it's really God succeeding in God's test. The point of a test is to expose who you are, show you who you are, for you to dig deep and express who you are. That's the goal of a test. That's what he's saying. He's explaining to you why we have tests and why that's how we feel in the midst of a test.
And he's saying that you don't use that inspiration and that clarity when you're in that test.
The goal is that when you have it for free, am I working to earn that and internalize it and make it a part of me? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away, if I still have it, you know what that means? That means that I fought for it. That means that I loved it. I cherished it. I internalized it. I made that a part of myself. And that's the goal. That's the goal. Let's go back inside. So he says, where were we? Where did we leave off? We'll buy Avram. Let's bring it back to Avram. V'kach haya kasher Elokim nisat Avraham b'dvar ha'akida. And this was how God tested Avraham by Akedas Yitzchak in this parsha. Shenistalku me'Avram avinu madrigotav agvohot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from Avram all of the lofty levels that he had gifted him. And there was no dveikus. He didn't feel close to Hashem. He didn't feel that automatic closeness to Hashem. And that's what it means when Avram goes and he's traveling to see where he's going to do Akedas Yitzchak. That on the third day he lifted up his eyes and he saw the place from a distance. When it says he saw Hamakom Mirachok, it doesn't just mean the place of the Akedah. What does Hamakom? Hamakom means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayaret HaMakom. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Pidrash. Al Pichasut. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did he see? Vayaret HaMakom Mirachok. He was about to walk into the test of Nekeres Yitzchak. So what did he see? HaMakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where was he? Rachok. He was totally distant. He was so far away. If you're in a test, you look up and God is so far away. God feels so far away. That even after the 3 days of preparation, and don't think he was just sitting on a donkey for 3 days, waiting to get to that place. This is Avram we're talking about. 3 days, he's doing meditation, achanos, he's getting into it. He's preparing himself to do Akedas Yitzchak. He's getting into L'shem Yichud for 3 days to do Akedas Yitzchak. He still saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being totally distant from him. And so what did he do? He assumed that it was because he had bad company with him. Right, also we talked about, did we talk about that previously? That was in a different, that was on Aleph, I think. We had talked about it a little bit. No, we talked about that in the Chevruta, quote unquote, right? About distancing yourself from a bad Chevra, right? The second cheer. So he thought that it was because he was in bad company. But it says, that Chazal tell us, that when Lot was with him, talking about bad company, when Lot was with him, that Avram was not able to see the Shechina until Lot separated from him and left. That's why he said to the people who was with him, you guys, you stay here with the donkey. That by them leaving, by leaving them behind, he would be able to experience a full closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kachmin Shachadavar, Adshini Shlama Nisayon, and this kept going till the end of the test. The feeling of a lack of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's how it's supposed to be, stuck with him all the way till the end of the test. Kasher amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Al tishlach yadcha al hanar, don't touch him, don't do it, don't shecht him, don't shecht Yitzchak. As shavu elav amadrigot ha'arot shel v'kod Hashem, then all of his enlightenment, then all of his clarity, then all of it came flooding back. V'zeu perush v'yikra v'ham shim makom ahu Hashem yireh. And this is what it means that he called the place Hashem yireh.
Etu chame velo mitchame. Ki ata nochach lirot shakadosh baruch hu ro'eh et ha'adam tamid. There he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a person always. Ve'af b'shat Esther ha'kashev yildir. And even in the times of the greatest Esther, even when the times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most hidden from us, even when we really mamish don't see him, we feel like he's not there. The deepest Esther, the deepest hiddenness that we feel in our lives, nationally, personally, delo mitchame, we don't feel that closeness. Hare be'emet hu atu dechame. Really, you are there. You do see me. We are connected. I was feeling a Hester Panim. I felt like you weren't there, but that was a feeling. Be'emes, you're always there. Be'emes, you're always with me. That's the nature of a test. That's the reality of a test. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masir Hashgachato Miyato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never lets us go. He's always there guiding us. He's always there looking over us. Shelfanecha niglu kol talubot. That all, even the most hidden things, everything's revealed before him. Ela she'adam eino ro'ezot. But we just don't see it. We just don't see it. When you have little kids, you tell a kid, whatever you do, don't do that. And then you walk out of the room. And every parent on planet Earth then stands by the door, looking through the crack in the door to see what's going to happen next. Why? Why? Because it's my job to mechanech my kid. And I care about what he does next. And I care about what happens next. And not like, we do this with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, not because I want to get my kid in trouble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing it because he wants to get us in trouble. Because I'm watching over him to see, is he okay? Is he understanding that he needs to listen to Abba? That he understands that it's as dangerous? Whatever the case may be. The second, I mean, it's the nature of parenting. You're always watching what your child does next. You're always looking at what your child does. So too, Kal v'chomer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when we think he's not there, when he's testing us, he says, you know what, you're on your own. You know what, you're on your own. You figure out what to do next. Remember this for the rest of your lives. You are never, ever alone. You may feel that you're alone. You may no longer have the inspiration that you have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally gives you, that you feel that he's here. But even though you don't feel that he's with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with you and always guiding you. He's giving you the test. He's guiding you through the test. He's watching you the whole time. He's guiding you the whole time. He's manipulating the circumstances the entire time to fit that test perfectly for you, to hope that you succeed, to be there to catch you on the other side. And yeah, if you don't make it, to lift you up when you fall. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for. I think Rav Akiva Tatz always gives the example. You know, when you're teaching a child to walk, so you take the kid and you walk around and hold his hand, and the child always feels, my Abba's holding my hand, I can do it, I can walk, I can do it, I can walk. He says, and then comes this emotion-shattering moment. That moment when Abba's teaching the kid to walk, and Abba takes his hand away. And the child, for the moment, feels like, oh my God, Abba's abandoned me. He's not here anymore. He doesn't care about me. He's not taking care of me. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to fall. Mamish. I'm going to fall mamish. And as he starts to fall, he puts another foot out to stop it, and he doesn't fall. And then the next foot. And then the next foot. And then retroactively he realizes, no, Abba didn't leave me behind. Abba didn't stop. Abba did not care. He let go so I would go through the test and learn how to walk. That's what a test is. That's what a nisayon is. We don't feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu there because if he was holding our hand, we're not really walking. If he's holding my hand, back to what you were, sort of what you, God, what you were asking before, right? Is that, if he was, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that insight, it's like he's holding our hand. We're not really walking. We're not really succeeding. In that moment, he lets go. And if the child isn't ready to walk, you know what happens? Abba catches you. Right? He's standing right there. He's going to catch you. But not until you start to fall, because the goal is for you to be able to walk and to succeed in the test. That's the test of life. And that's why it's designed that way. Because that's real. And that allows you to take the next, metaphoric or literal, it allows you to take the next step to the next stage of your life. To grow into the next way, to get into the next thing. That's what it allows you to do. I'll never forgive my daughter for having such tremendous balance that she walked in one day and said, Abba, I rode a bike. I said, what bike? We don't own a bike. And what are you talking about? She said, I got on the chanayah. She was playing in the chanayah, because in Israel that's how it works. She's like, I borrowed somebody's bike and I rode on it. I said, with training wheels? She says, no. I said, you rode on a two-wheeler? She said, yeah. I said, with what training?
She said, none. I just did it. I was like, I was supposed to do the thing so I could tell the story and cheer. What's wrong with you? I was supposed to let go of the bike. And you're supposed to fear. And I, no. So I will never forgive her for that. Based on a true story. Don't teach your kids gymnastics. No, I'm kidding. She's amazing. She's got like incredible balance. It's not normal. Well, you guys know, you guys who came to me last year, everybody will come this year. You'll see. She'll do gymnastics all night for you guys. She gets super wired after around 8 o'clock and it's pure gymnastics all the time. To which you will say to yourself, not only does she know more Torah than me, she's also more flexible than me. Yes, my daughter outdoes you in every way. I apologize in advance. It's an opportunity for humility to come to my house for Shabbos, not because of me, simply because of her. Tov, prepare yourself for Friday night. We have a tradition. We do little Midr says. We ask the questions in the back at the Shabbos table, and it's Shana Aleph students versus my daughter. I'm not going to tell you how that ends most of the time. Did you say it's on? Yep. What? She's going to make you cry? She may make you cry. But you actually should be totally fine. But no, it's great. It's great. We'll have a lot of fun. Anyway.
I'm not
going to
be mean.
She's not going to be mean on purpose. Come on. Uvizot nochach Avraham b'nisnei Akedah. And that's what was going on with Avraham at the Akedah. Shebizman shehaya nirelo shu rachok me'ashem yiprach be'emet, haya az hagiloy aniskav yeter. So beautiful. Listen to what he's saying here. Shebizman shehaya nirelo shu rachok me'ashem yiprach, that the moment where he felt the most distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emet, that came the greatest revelation to Avraham Avinu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash comes down and says, I'm totally with you. That's the goal. That's what a test is really about. That's what we're meant to experience. This is what a test is. We're in the beginning of the next paragraph on the left column. And similar to this, it says in the Sefer Torah Avos from Slanim on the Pasuk, Va'alokim nisat Avraham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham with Akedas Yitzchak, the opening of Akedas Yitzchak. Elokim umidat adin, that the name Elokim is the name of God, that's the name that connects to the Midah of Din. In Hebrew and Elohim, in Torah also, and Elohim is a judge. A judge establishes law. A judge establishes order. A judge keeps to the rules. That's the midah of din, of judgment, of strict judgment. Elokim is the name of strict judgment. V'hu bechinat tzimtzum. That's reining things in. I'm not going beyond the letter of the law. I'm holding the line of the law. It's tzimtzum. It's holding within. It's limiting. Shebe'et ha-nisayon, that at the time of a test, nistalku menu kol ha-madrigot nitamenu avdat. Again, all of Avraham's levels were taken away from him. It was Elohim that was judging Avraham. It was the name Elohim of din, of judgment, of borders, of boundaries, of staying within limits. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't extend himself to Avraham at the time, because the point was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restrict himself, so to speak, to let Avraham experience the tests. And in this reality of Elohim, when all of that knowledge goes away, when all of that clarity goes away, and we have katnuta mochin, our mind is small in that time. There's no great loftiness in what we're able to think about and what we're able to in our enlightenment. Vayomer elav Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Avraham. Vayomer hineni. Avraham answers hineni. Here I am. Bechol matzav shu hineni kmo shayiti eich bein der Zelber in Yiddish, which I don't speak. Bechol matzav shehu hineni, meaning he's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that time when Elokim nisat Avraham, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham with the name Elokim, he said Avraham. You know what Avraham said? Hineni, I'm here. Sure, it feels different. Sure, the circumstances have changed. Sure, I don't feel that closest to you. But what's Avraham's answer always? I'm here. I'm ready for whatever you want. Whatever you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm here. I am, as I always will be, here for you to do whatever you need me to do. That's my reality, says Avraham. You want to relate to me as Elohim? Hineni. You want to relate to me as Kevavke? Hineni. You want to relate to me as Kale? Hineni. You want to relate to me as Shakai? Hineni. Hineni! I'm here. Things are clear? Hineni. I have the birth of Yitzchak? Hineni. I have the Shechtim? Hineni. That's what life is supposed to be. That's what we're striving for in life. And again, I don't succeed in any way, shape, or form. All of us is a chavruta. We need to strive for that. that no matter what comes our way, Hineni, here I am. Hineni, Purim, singing and dancing in Rav Rosner's house, Rav Meir's house. Rav Meir's house? I think that's where I got the weird FaceTime from. Singing and dancing and enjoying in Rav Meir's house in Purim of Shana Aleph. Hineni in the airport going home 2 weeks later. But that's what it means. That's what it means to be Avraham. Hineni. First day of Shana Aleph, Hineni. First day of Shana Bet, Hineni. Last day of Shana Bet?
No.
Hineni. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You've got a few weeks you've got a few weeks to fix yourself. Hineni.
No.
Hineni. Hineni. No.
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 I don't care that we're wasting time on people's recording. No. Hineni.
No. She's coming
to my Hineni.
Keep going.
I'm going to keep saying it until we get it. No, I'm serious. He had a shecht his son. And he looks at God and he says, Hineni, you need to work on that when it comes to the last day of Shana Bet. 6 million years from now, when you get to the last day of Shana Bet, you look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you say, Hineni. My first day of work.
That's embarrassing.
My first, what?
That was embarrassing.
Sorry. I want to reframe it because I know that some other people frame it differently and I see it in a very particular way. I believe very deeply that the mashal for Shana Aleph is the womb. And of Shana Bet, Shana Bet is the womb. You guys are very, very lucky, and I unfortunately know this in personal experience, that when a baby has less time in the womb, it can certainly still survive and still live and still thrive and become a beautiful child named either Aaron Yosef or Moshe Chaim. We did it both times. Just depending on how early. 3 weeks or 3 months. But the idea is, meaning that, and what I learned from that was it's crazy. You know, when this is an important point. This is not just a tangent. This is an important point. When my wife's water broke at I think it was, what was it? Like 27 weeks, I think it was. And we got on the phone with the because of insurance policies. So the doctor has to come and tell you for insurance purposes, everything that can go wrong. The answer is everything can go wrong. It was 20 minutes, a torturous 20 minutes of here's all the ways that your child could die. That was really what it was. And it was really traumatic to hear that to sit through that. But one of the things that really stuck with me was that he said, the goal is to keep your wife in the hospital as long as possible. Because even though her water broke, even though it's low, he's still in the water. He's still in the womb. He can still continue to grow there. He said, no matter how good modern technology is, no matter how good technology gets, and medical technology is incredible, and again, I know firsthand, it's incredible. Despite that, they said, a day in the womb is weeks outside of the womb. It's an incredible concept, that we can't fabricate that. Not really. We can keep the baby alive and help it grow, but nothing is like the mother's womb. So the way I understand, the way that I mentally process what Shana Aleph is, it's the womb of Torah. So many people pitch it as like, oh, this is the entirety of your growth, or you know, after that it's all downhill, or after that you've got a whole work to maintain. There's so many things to talk about what happens after Shana Aleph, what happens after Shana Bet. Shana Aleph, you guys are lucky. You guys are so fortunate. You didn't leave the womb of Tiferet prematurely. You're getting more time to develop, and when you come out that way, you come out more developed. You come out more able to walk on, to breathe on your own, to feed on your own, to live on your own. You come out more equipped to live in the real world. This is not the real world. If there's anybody here who says differently, I respectfully disagree with them. This is not the real world. Getting all of your meals taken care of for you, and the biggest challenge is to decide whether to eat this food or to go out to Best, or whether to go to the gym or not to go to the gym that's downstairs. Everything's here for you. It's literally a womb, and you're learning Torah the entire day, just like in the womb. Like that's how I envision Shana Aleph and Shana Bet. So you're getting longer, and you're coming out more equipped to thrive in the real world because you had longer in that space. But when that day comes, whenever that day comes, to go on and to go out into the world, yes, Hineni. On the first day of college, Hineni. On the last day of college, Hineni. On the first day of work, Hineni. On the last day of work, when you leave, Hineni. On the day of your wedding, Hineni. On the day of the first fight in the house, the first real challenge of Shalom Bais, Hineni. It's all Hineni. It's all Hineni. On the day of your Aliyah flight, B'Shalom Uzbacha, Hineni. On the day when you have to go to your first government office after you get off that flight, still Hineni. It's all life is all about ups and downs. Hineni. I am as I am always. That's what Avram's teaching us. Hineni. And also, Ich ben der Zelber. Don't forget that. That's okay. It's okay. If you want to, you can. I don't know what it means.
What is exactly like what we're supposed to be thinking when we're saying Hineni?
It's saying, the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Nisivo Shalom is saying is, whether God relates him as Yudke Vavke, Rachamim, and pouring on and close to him, Hineni. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Din, distance, Shecht, your son, Hineni, it's the same Avraham. Avraham says, I am going to stay. I wasn't connected to you because it was easy. I'm connected to you because it's who I am. That's what a test is. A test is testing who are you. That's what we've been saying the whole time. And the answer is, Avraham says, Hineni, I am as I am and I always will be. Not that he's not growing, and he's growing through the tests. But I am Avraham. I'm not the gifts that you give me. I'm the person who fights to be close to you every day, no matter what the circumstance. That's Hineni. In darkness and in light, Hineni. Whether I'm in the greatest heights in my head and in my life, Hineni. Whether I'm in the darkest times of my life, Hineni. Hineini beota amuna pshuta uveota bechinat avoda. I'm here with the same amuna pshuta. I'm here with the same avodas Hashem. You can't stop my amuna, God. You can't stop my avodas Hashem. Can you imagine that? And not in the way of chutzpah. Avram looks at Kadosh Baruch Hu dead in the eyes, so to speak. He says, you want to take it all away from me? You want to even take away my son? You think it was a joke when I walked away from my life and my family and the idolatrous ways of my homeland and I walked with my own two feet to a land I didn't know and I got exiled to Mitzrayim and I fought four kings and I went through the birth of Ishmael and I finally had Yitzchak. And now what do you think that came from? That was me. That was me the whole time. You want me to shecht him? You said it in a different context, but yeah, Danielle. Game on. Game on. You're right, I know. So the goal is to say that to my 8-year-old daughter, and then to grow up to be able to say that to God also, right? Game on. Say game on. Not in a way of chutzpah. Not in a way of chutzpah. To say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, so let's reframe it. Let's say it softer. Let's not say it in the... I just came out of leave. Let's say it in the seminary, right? Let's say to be able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I went through all of that. I was always for you, and now is no different. It was always for you, and now is no different. You can try whatever you like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you can't stop me from loving you. You can't stop me from feeling close to you. You can't stop me from serving you. It wasn't contingent upon anything. Hineni. Hineni. Sorry, there might have been a little bit of the leaf muster coming out. Apologize.
We always ask for it, so.
now you know if you really wanted it. And I'm ready to give up everything for you, at the height of enlightenment and at the lowest point of darkness. It doesn't matter. I'm constant. I have forged myself into an eved or avedat Hashem. I'm constant. Change whatever circumstance you want. Eretz Yisrael, America, UK, East Coast, West Coast, Hineni, it doesn't matter. No corona, corona. Doesn't matter. With my friends, be dude. Hineni, it doesn't matter. With my new adopted family, which has the same complicated family dynamics called Shana Bet, or whether with my family at home with its own complicated family dynamics, Hineni. It doesn't matter. Because I am everything I am, I've made of myself. And all of my commitment to you is what I've worked to commit to you. And that's me. That's me. So the circumstances are irrelevant. Hineni. It says in the Menorah, Rav HaKadosh Rav Nachum mi Chernobyl. He says, "Shinam nisayon hu histalkut adat v'chashkut." That's what a test is. It's darkness. It's seeing who I am in the darkness. We always think, "Who am I? Am in the light?" Right? When you put a spotlight on me, who am I? It's ironic that we think about it that way, because dafka when the spotlight's on me, I always act like somebody else. I always act like somebody else. Take that away. Darkness. Bidud. Word that has so much different meaning now than it did before. When I'm by myself in the darkness. Who am I really? That's me. And if I want to be more, I have to fight to be more. And that person who I become, that's the person who gets tested. And that's what comes out in that moment of the test. Who am I really? And Avram says, I'm always the same. And that's what we're striving for. Next paragraph. What time is it? Baruch Hashem, there's more time. Okay, good. Once again, I am not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. This is too good. This chavruta, this is the light of my week. This is the light of my week. Ve'abior bazeh, kedi'ita b'sfar makidoshim. As it says in the Sfar Makedoshim, what this means. Shekasher Avraham Avinu haya davuk b'Hashem. That when Avraham Avinu was davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ayab madregotav aramot, as kol nisayon sheba olam lo nashav legabav nisayon. When Avraham Avinu, who was just always, when he was davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest of levels, any test that he had, any test in the world, by him it wasn't a test. Ki atamid bekaluta nefesh. Meaning, he was always giving his whole being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The situations didn't matter. There was nothing circumstantial about Avram. Avram was Avram wherever Avram was. Ki haya tamid bekaluta nefesh l'Hashem Yibarach. V'akol haya shavet lo beinim hu b'olam hazeh b'olam hazeh. Olam hazeh l'olam haba even didn't matter to him. I'm who I am. That's it. I am who I am, says Avram Avinu. Because for our Avram Avinu, you know what there was other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Nothing. Nothing else mattered. Nothing else mattered. All that matters is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu. The kol nisayon mimela lo nachshav etzlo. So whatever the test was, it didn't matter. I'm with in a palace, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thrown out on the street in rags, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the only factor that matters? Am I with God? And Avram's always with God. So the circumstances don't matter. The circumstances don't matter. That's what we're meant to strive for. Right? You had, one might call, a negative reaction to the concept of the last day of Shana Bet. Right? The idea is, we feel a closeness to working on HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. The goal is to earn that in a way where, yeah, when you leave these walls, you also still feel a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Talmud Torah. That's what you should be working on. That's what you should be fighting for in Shana Aleph. That's what you should be fighting for in Shana Bet. That feeling of closeness that comes automatically in Shana Aleph and Shana Bet. How do I feel that when I'm not there? How do I make that not my circumstances, but my essence? I'm not in a Beit Midrash. I am the Beit Midrash. Whew, that's a question to think about in Shana Bet. That's a question to think about. If I'm not going to be able to go to Minyan, whether it's Stam or because of Corona, I'm not in Beit Knesset. I am the Beit Knesset. I so painfully today. I'm on a mailing list, and a tshuva was sent out by one of the great rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. The shiloh that I was waiting to not hear. It's starting to get cold outside. What's the level of Mesiras Nefesh required to go and daven in a minyan when everybody goes in and the shuls get too crowded and they start closing the windows? How much Mesiras Nefesh to the inside, how much Mesiras Nefesh in the cold on the outside, and when you just daven b'yechidus. I printed it out earlier this afternoon. I'm not looking forward to reading it. You know why? Because I'm not Avram. Avram would say, Beseder, what's the difference? Minyan? I'm the only Jew, Robbie. Man up. I didn't have a minyan. It was literally just me. When Yitzchak hit 13, we were 1/5 of the way there. He never achieved a minyan in his life. Did he complain? No. He made shachris. He didn't daven shachris. He made shachris. So Avram's looking at me and going, get over yourself. That's the hineni that I don't have. That's the hineni that we're striving for. I'm dreading reading the tshuva. Avram's still davening shachris by himself. He's sitting, minyan what? I'm davening b'yechidus. Let's go. Yeah.
But you complain
play devil's advocate and say, okay, fine, so Canadian, you're in bad influences, and you could say that for everything that I'm mean no matter what, but you need
that also about I'm Avraham who demands to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And like he just said, when he thought it might be because of the negative influences of the Na'arim that were with him, he walked away from them up the mountain. That's part of who Avraham was. Avraham was somebody who walked away from Terach, who walked away from Or Kasdim, who walked away. Meaning Avraham, somebody who says, I don't care if I'm around nobody, if I'm totally isolated. Hear that in this generation. I don't care if I'm totally isolated. If that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be, if that's where my Avodah Hashem is taking me, then that's where I'm going to go. So no, it doesn't mean, meaning if you're stuck there, against your will, hineni. But if there's the chira chavshas involved, hineni, that I'm not gonna give in to peer pressure, I won't go. My friends are all going out, and where they're going is a place that's not good. It's a year after Shana Aleph, it's a year after Shana Bet, and lo alino, and this unfortunately is a case that happens all too often, so it's a case that it's a real case, but... My friend group, I'm not saying me personally, but I'm the only one who's still from in my friend group. And tonight they're all going out to a place that I shouldn't be going to. Avram says, hineni, I shouldn't be there, and therefore I'm not going to go. But Avram was like, okay, so Beseder, so I won't go. It's like, I'm going to party with God. Like, why would I want to go there? God's not there, I'm going to party with God. Why would I go? I don't understand, what's the question? Like, that was Avraham. That's what we should strive for. That's what we should strive for. That's what he's saying. Ukemo she'amar Rav Kadosh mikuvin zekodegen alenu v'chi chidushu she'avram vinu lo nisraf. I love that. I haven't heard him say this year in any of the pieces I've learned. I love this when he says this. V'chi chidush. Ukemo she'amar Hamaran mi'akadosh mikuvin. The Maran mikuvin says v'chi chidushu she'avram vinu lo nisraf v'kivshana ish bor kastim. He says, you really think, it's beautiful to hear this, it's a beautiful chab of the Rami Kuvrin. You know, he says, you think that it was a chiddush, that when Avram got thrown into the fiery furnace in Or Kasdim, right? What was the chiddush? That Avram didn't burn. He says, you think that's a chiddush? That's not a chiddush. Of course Avram didn't burn. He was Avram Avinu. You know what? You know why we're told that story, says the Rami Kuvrin? You know what the chiddush of that story is? Chidushu shekivshan ha'esh lo nisraf migodel ha'ava she'ava rabinu et akadosh baruch hu. The chiddush of the story of Or Kasdim is that the furnace didn't burn down from the fire of Avram's avas Hashem. That's the chiddush of the story of the kivshan ha'esh. Not that Avram didn't burn, that the kivshan ha'esh didn't go up in flames by touching Avram Avinu and his fire of avas Hashem. That's who he was. But to test Avram, to test somebody like Avram, he had to take everything away from him. He had to take away everything, all the levels that he gave him. All levels, all insight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, he took it all away. And what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it all away? With a smile on his face, he looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say it the other way, flip it around. He looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Hineni. I'm sorry, did you change something, God? I didn't notice. Hineni. I'm here. Did you take something away? Is something different? I didn't notice. I'm here. Whatever you want. Let's go. Let's walk down this road together. We're going to a mountain? Great. We're going to shech someone? Beseder. Hineni. Let's go. Let's do this. Even in darkness, I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever you have to give me. I'm ready for you. Yeah.
I feel like just like the lashon of like the way we're speaking about this right now of like telling Hashem, like it sounds like we're saying, oh Hashem, you're trying to push me away, but I'm never leaving. Like that's kind of like inferring that Hashem is trying to push us away, but like isn't like a challenge is different than Hashem pushing us away. Like you would never do that.
Part of the test itself is that again, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing us away. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally gives us that's for free, that we should have been working to earn and make part of ourselves the entire time, that's what he takes away. That's what he takes away. There's no push. He's simply saying, I'm taking away all of the free stuff that you have all the time. I'm taking away all of that. And all that's left is you. Are you still going to be close to me? Not when I'm pushing you away. Are you going to be close to me? Whoever you are. Let's talk about that now. Let's get into that now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are more times that you feel more close to Hashem in certain scenarios, in certain
certain times that you learn Torah, in certain parts of your life you feel more close. So I'm sure he's going to talk about it, but like, how do you make sure that your closeness is always consistent?
You fight to make that real, meaning when you feel that enlightenment, and when you feel that ruchnius, and when you feel that connectivity, and you feel that dvikut, you work to make that a part of who you are. You don't just enjoy the ride, you work to internalize it and make that who you are.
No, if it's still a part of you,
if it's
stronger,
a part of you,
then...
Correct, well, it's when it's stronger, when meaning you're externalizing it, when it's stronger, yeah, when it's stronger, that's from God. When I'm stronger, that's me. That's
so
exactly the point.
Stronger versus it's still a part of me, just not as strong as in another case.
When it's not as strong, it's because it's not me. That's the whole point. I am always who I am.
So which one am I? The one that's still a part of me but less strong versus it's
when it's taken away. When probably where it's less strong. That's what's really me is when it's less strong.
Because
the rest of it's a gift, and I want to make that part of who I am.
Right.
That's the goal. To get to the place where Avram again, where Avram it was all the same. Because
right.
he was always who he was. He had earned everything he was. He fought to be everything who he was. And it's not overnight. I mean, think about the fact that we don't meet Avraham until he's 70. We don't meet Avraham until he's 70 years old. And he's fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting to forge himself into Avraham Avinu for 70 years. And only then we meet him. And then is Lech Lecha. Then comes the first test of Avraham. You know? It's a lifelong process. But that's the goal. That's what we're trying to achieve. Okay, let's take it one more paragraph. The Alpizeh, next page, Kuf Kafhe. The Alpizeh Yish La'avim, Masha Amar Lo HaMalach La'achar Nisayon. Based on this, we can understand that which the Malach said after the Nisayon, after the tests. Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. Now I know that you're Yirei Elokim. Af Dimuto Shel Avram Avinu Humidat Ava. What was the midah of Avraham? His midah was the midah of chesed. His midah was the midah of ava. His whole reality was ava tashem. Was love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a place of ava. That was his whole being. Right? Like the Marami Kuvrin just said. That the chiddush of Kivshan Eish was that the fire of his ava tashem didn't burn up the Kivshan. That was his whole life. That was who he was. Af lefish be'et she'bishat nisayon be'et chashkut v'istalkut amochin b'vchinat Elokim. That at the time when Avram in this test, everything was taken away, and all that was left was him, and he had a smallness of mind, and he was being tested by Elokim, by judgment, by din, by gvura. Hamadriga yichidash nisheret gam azla adami midat yira. That in that place is a place of yira. He was a person of ava, of chesed, and he was being tested for a place of yira. It was against his very nature. Mashi Sibi Gyato. The im keynote lime adam be eaten sayon kolomajigoch nat nulo, aval et sherachash bigiato ze omade lo gamishat nisayon. And this is going to be, we've already been saying this because I've learned pieces from him about this before. Meaning it's not that you're left with nothing in a test. That's what he's emphasizing here. In a test, you're left with everything that you are. Right, again, and that's, I think maybe I wasn't saying it clear enough, which is why you asked that question before. Meaning, he's not pushing us away, he's taking away the excess. At that moment, the chips aren't down. You're just left as you are. And that's the question. When we're in a test, you have exactly who you are. Kasher akol misvivo, behester, b'vchinat oleich ha-shechim ve'inogalo. I'm surrounded by darkness, but I still am who I am. There's no light being put before me. There's no clarity being put before me. But I am everything that I've achieved. V'cheinu etzel Avraham Avinu, and so too by Avraham. Shebizman ha'nisayon nishara lo rak midat ha'yira. That at the time of the test, all that was left of him was his midah of yirat Hashem. Ma shi'si b'yigya. He was a person of Ava. So all that he had at that time of that test was whatever he worked hard, because it wasn't his nature. Whatever he had worked over his lifetime as a person of Ava, whatever he'd worked to achieve in yirat Elokim, in yirat Shamayim. Whatever he'd worked, like Mamish, worked through sweat and tears, whatever he'd worked to earn in the Midah of Yira, which wasn't natural to him, that's what he had. What the Slonimer says about the Pasuk. That all the wells that the servants of Avraham had dug, the Plishtim came and they filled up with dirt after he died. Right,
That by Yitzchak, he went and redug those wells, and the Plishtim fought him, but they weren't successful in plugging up the wells of Avram. These are all psukim Bezrat Hashem that you'll read this year in Shnai Mikra. But Avram digs all these wells, and then the Plishtim come in Parsha Toldot, and they come and they fill up all the wells, and then Yitzchak goes and he redugs the wells of his father, and the Plishtim are not successful in blocking them up again. Because what was the Midah of Yitzchak? The Midah of Yitzchak is the Midah of Yira. That's his midah, is yirah. Masha masigim biyigya. Yirah is all about what you achieve. Yirah is all about fighting to work, eat to earn, each and every step of the way. That's what the midah of yirah is about. It's the midah of din. I only want what I'm owed. I only want what I earn. I want to earn every step of the way. That's the midah of yirah. Uvameshirach urchish yudi biyigyato. And if you work to earn it, then the plishtim can't touch it, and the negative forces can't touch it. And that's what it means when the malach at the end of Akedas Yitzchak, when the malach comes to Avram and says, Atayadati, now I know, ki yirei Elokim ata. After Akedas Yitzchak, now I know, Avram, that you're not just an Oev Hashem. That's been the first 9 tests. You were expressing the depth and the impossibility of your Avat Hashem. Now I know, says the Malach, Atayadati ki yirei Elokim ata, that even though it's not your nature, that you've worked to earn and to become a yirei Hashem also, a yirei Elokim also. Shemilvad kol ha-madrigot shelcha, that aside from all of the things you've achieved, yishlecha gam bichinatu hon atzmi, shehusag rak b'giyah b'lo shum gormim acherim. Meaning, aside from the greatness that you are because of your closeness to Hashem, he's saying it a little bit differently than I said it, aside from all of the things that because of your closeness to me you've achieved, when I took everything away, were you a person who also worked to earn what you have? You've now proven through Akedas Yitzchak, when I took everything away, that you're not just Avram because you have this relationship with me. You're Avram because you're committed to your relationship with me, because you work to earn that and make yourself into that person who's committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you. Because it's all you have at the time of the test. And this parsha teaches us how to get through the deepest, most difficult tests in life. Shadavar shiudi amalu mitiageya, that it's whatever we work for. Alav shubichinat honatzmi, that which is essentially you. It's lo zeo medlo bismanecha shchuta kashim biyoter. That's what's going to stay with you in the darkest times. That's what's going to stay with you in the most difficult times. That's the key. Whatever we work to earn, that's who we are. That's life. That's life. When coming back to the specific and limited application, but the specific application of the Shana Bet, right now you should be fighting tooth and nail to fight to become the person that's going to go out into the world. That's what you should be doing in Shana Bet. The mentality that some have, pack it all in now, because who knows if you're going to learn later. Personally, for my humble opinion, for my small place, I believe it's a very dangerous perspective. Don't pack it in now, because who knows what's going to be next. Pack it in now. Pack in now becoming the Jew and the Ovedet Hashem and the Davener and the Learner and the Baalat Chesed and the Yirei Shamayim and the Oev Hashem. Become that person now, because that's the person who's your... That's the starting point of how you're going to grow for the rest of your life. You haven't started yet. Chas v'shalom, that this is the end. Flip it on its head. V'na afochu. I'm a Purim Jew. What can I tell you? V'na afochu. This isn't even the beginning yet. It's not that this is the end. This isn't even the beginning yet. You haven't even started yet. This is the hachana for a life as a Jew. And you were gifted extra time to develop in that womb of Shana Aleph and Shana Bet. And our whole life then, that's where we start from. Fine. For all of us, myself also, this chavruta. So I know where I am, and every day my goal is to become more and more and more, to earn who I am, to become more. That when the next test comes my way, and I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can succeed in this test. Why? Because I worked for it, and I earned it, and it's me, Hineni. Because that's now who I am. Not what you've given me, it's who I am. That's what we're working to do
in Shana Aleph. That's what we're going to do in Shana Bet. That's what we're going to do in college. That's what we're working to do in work. That's what we're working to do in marriage. That's what we're working to do with kids. That's what we're working to do in life. Is to every day get one step closer to being the best version of who I can possibly be. To being the Eved and Ovedet Hashem that I was meant to be. That when the test comes along, I look at Kadosh Baruch Hu in the face with a smile and I say, it's all good. Hineini, this is, your test is to see who I am. I'm the same person who I was before you took everything away because I've earned everything that I am. I've earned being, because I'm not close to you because you gave it to me for free. I don't serve you because you gave it to me for free. I'm close to you and I serve you because that's who I am. That's who I am. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to recognize what this special time in our lives is, should be able to bless us, for all of us, no matter what stage in life we're at, to be able to recognize that in a test, it's not unfair that it's dark in a test. It's dark because it's a test. And I can succeed because it's a test. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to succeed. Like the parent who wants the child to walk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to succeed. That I have the capacity to do that. And for every day of my life, to fight to grow one step further in who I am. To be able to, Bezrat Hashem, at the end of days, when the curtain is pulled back, and I look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face for real, mamash, at the end of days. The ultimate test of who I became, when I look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the test at the end of days. And see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and smile and say, Hineini, Hineini, Bezrat Hashem, by all of us.